Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the program today, we talk economic development with Mike Kazmierski of the Economic Development Authority of Western Nevada. Plus, we take a look at the school board situation in Washoe County with Howard Rosenberg, Trey Abney, Janice Flanagan, and Fred Locken. It's all coming up next on all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Tahoe-Reno Industrial Center, the world's largest industrial park. The Retail Association of Nevada, strengthening the business environment for Nevada retailers. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you. And the Las Vegas Review-Journal and ReviewJournal.com.
Press on, Southern Nevada. It's a new beginning. Information the way you need it. We are fighting for you every day. To make your life better. The facts. So you can succeed. So you can plan. So you can dream. And always remember, press on.
As a Nevada business owner, you know how important your workers' comp, accidents, and premiums are to your bottom line. Pro Group provides the leading workers' comp programs in the state. So when we're on your team, your hard-earned dollars stay right here in Nevada. With us, your premiums are an investment in your business. We provide long-term security and stability for your company. Pro Group prides itself on being a Nevada business that does business in Nevada. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
At TravelNevada.com.
Closed captioning of Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America forward. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad on No Holds Barred Political Forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we are pleased to welcome for the first time to this program Mike Kazmierski. He is the president and CEO of EDOM, which is the Economic Development Authority of Western Nevada. Pleasure to have you on the program, sir.
Glad to be here.
Okay, so the first question has to be, what's the latest on Tesla?
Well, I mean, we expect that question. Obviously, as a agency working with prospects, we don't give updates. I mean, that's publicly traded company. All we can say is, from our view, things are going well.
Okay, so you are still positive that we are in the running?
Yes.
Okay, we'll leave it at that. And the reason I called you a couple of weeks ago was we're in a situation where we appear to be running out of housing because of the crisis and the downfall in the economy. Builders stop building. And I was interested in the fact I thought it was Tesla's potential coming into the marketplace that was boosting the sale of housing, that people were making investments. And you surprised me with your response. Give it to the public over the air.
Well, I would think, there are some people looking ahead to the potential for Tesla coming here, but that's still 2 years before you really start hiring that many people. So best case scenario, a year, 18 months out, you're going to start to see more and more activity. What we really have had is a lot of economic activity, regardless of Tesla. We, as a community, have grown pretty dramatically from a job attraction perspective. Last year alone, we attracted 25 companies to the region. Some of those companies were, as many as 500 employees. We have currently three or four companies we expect to announce in the next 90 days that are between 200 and 600 employees. So overall, economic activity is very exciting, which is putting, obviously, pretty good demand on the entire economy here.
And this is there. In addition to what you've brought to the area, there are other companies that are coming, regardless of Edon, correct?
No question. We only count the companies we personally work with. We assist. We help get incentives. We connect with different partners in the region. There are many other companies that have grown or come to the region without even contacting us.
What has been the difference with having the governor so lightning focused on economic development?
The governor's personal involvement in our program has been critical. When we need help, we call the governor's office. There are times when we say, you know, we just need somebody, you know, the governor, to call this company and let them know how important they are. And within 24 hours, the call is made. When we have a company in town that is, you know, talking about options and business climate and what about this and what about that, we'll call the governor's office and say, can you give us 15 minutes? We'd like to bring this company down and just have them say hi. And in every scenario, if the governor's in town, he makes time to visit these prospects and develops relationships with these companies that are critical to our success in attracting them.
It's been very interesting to watch Governor Brown in his second go-around as governor of the great state of California, because obviously a lifelong Democrat, very liberal the first time around as governor. This time around, much more to the middle, in some ways much more conservative in terms of paying off debt, etc. What is the economic climate in California doing for both folks in Northern Nevada and for our friends in Southern Nevada?
Well, the economy in California is growing pretty much despite government. Here, we are taking advantage of many of the companies that are growing in California and have realized it is not very business friendly. I mean, the reality is they have a lot of inspectors. They're onerous. They tend to side with the community if a company tries to expand in land they've owned for decades for specific expansion, and the neighbors have been walking their dogs on that land for the last 20 years. All of a sudden, the council says you can't expand now. So there are things they do that don't support the growth of business, especially manufacturing, which is an area we have seen tremendous growth in. So we go to California, knock on a few doors, let people know this is a business-friendly climate here. And on top of that, it's about 30 to 40% cheaper to do business in Nevada than California.
How difficult is it when you go after, and especially a larger company, you might be able to convince the ownership that it's a great idea to move to Nevada, but then they have employees, and employees have families and friends, et cetera, and deep ties to California. How hard is it to pry a company like that to come to Nevada?
It's extremely difficult to get a company to relocate. That's why our message is really not, you know, don't pick everything up and move. We're looking at high-growth companies, companies growing 20 to 40 to 50% a year. They need to add 100,000 square feet. They need to add 20 to 30 employees or more every single year to meet their demand. And in California, there are quite a few high-growth companies. So our message is simply, grow in Nevada.
We've gotten a lot of national press for Reno in the last couple of weeks. What kind of response have you gotten at Edon from that national press?
National media is incredibly important. We oftentimes think we're just getting people that are coming over the hill from California, but the reality is the majority of our prospects and new companies are not from California. So we need the national media to talk about why the Reno Sparks area is a great place for business. We have a pretty good message out there already from a gaming and visitor and quality of life piece. There's been a lot of move to do that. So people will come here as visitors. Our challenge is how do they see this region as a place for business, especially if they're here doing, you know, shooting up to the lake or one of our many events in the area. And we can message to them there's more business here than there is visitor industry. In fact, only 8% of our economy is gaming. The rest of it is manufacturing and logistics and technology and university growth and all these other things. We get that message to them. They start to see this place as a pretty good place to grow.
All right, let's take a break. More with Mike Kazmierski when we come back.
To contact Nevada Newsmakers, call 775-857-2244 or go to NevadaNewsmakers.com.
How do you shed some light on a better economy? Start with growth inspired by Valley Electric Association. We're a member-owned power company that puts Nevada first, and we're doing big things, like providing prosperity by securing renewable energy projects. For Nevada, that means more jobs and more opportunities, all for a strong statewide economy. In other words, together, we're doing powerful things. Visit us at vea.coop to learn more.
The Tamarack Junction is South Reno's hotspot for food, fun, and friends. Play the hottest slots and video games. Join the Conductors Club and earn comps and free play. Meet your friends at Sully Sports Bar and feast on juicy burgers, wings, big beers, and all your favorite cocktails. Download the Tamarack Junction mobile app for exclusive food and gaming offers right from your phone. The Tamarack Junction, where friends meet in South Reno, just north of the Summit Mall in South Virginia.
Adventure at TravelNevada.com.
How do you shed some light on a better economy? Start with growth inspired by Valley Electric Association. We're a member-owned power company that puts Nevada first, and we're doing big things, like providing prosperity by securing renewable energy projects. For Nevada, that means more jobs and more opportunities, all for a strong statewide economy. In other words, together, we're doing powerful things. Visit us at vea.coop to learn more.
Closed captioning of Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America forward. And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Mike Kazmierski. He is the president and CEO of EDON, involved in economic development for Northern Nevada. In one of the articles that got national press, you were talking about gaming, and you said it's not coming back, and we better get over it. And I followed that up with a phone call to one of the heads of a major resort here in town, and he said he's absolutely right. I was expecting a different response, but he said he's absolutely right. But what he talked about was the amount of money invested into his product in terms of all the other things. We've seen in Las Vegas, for example, that gaming has now dropped to between 30 and 35% of the revenue. Everything else, the hotels, the dining, the spas, the nightclubs, the day clubs, on and on and on, make up the rest. And they're all making money. So when you look at the hotel, and now it's the hotel spa resort industry, do you see a bigger chunk than 8% in terms of the economy? And do you have optimism with so much new money in this marketplace, and certainly lots of new money coming into Las Vegas, that we are going to be able to continue to be a strong tourist draw?
Absolutely. This is just a wonderful place for tourism. The gaming industry will always be an important part of our economy, and that shift to gaming plus resort plus other amenities will help the gaming make the transition that allows them to be successful. So you're exactly right. Gaming, tourism will always be key to our economy. What we're just saying is our view and our push is help people see us as more than gaming, more than tourism, more than a place to just stop by and visit. Because if you look at the West, just about every town claims they're a great place for visitors. Every town you drive through has some attraction or some quality of life message. What we have is very unique. We have incredible quality of life. We have incredible attraction and tourism opportunities. But we also have a wonderful business climate. We have a great place for manufacturing. We've got the most strategic location in the West as far as logistics and distribution. If you look at a map, we're essentially in the center of the West. No other community can claim that. So we have things on the business side that very much complement our tourism gaming side that allow us and will allow us to move to the next level.
As you look at industrial space, does it concern you that we don't have more spec buildings going up, as pretty much all the industrial space in the state has been absorbed?
It is concerning. It's a reflection of success. Obviously, the Great Recession over the years has caused people to be reticent in jumping in and building a building and hoping someone will fill it. Our success in this region over the last couple of years, we've attracted quite a few companies new to relocate or expand. The companies here are expanding, and so that slack that was in the system is pretty much gone now, and we need people to step out and say, okay, you know, here it comes. And there are people that are looking ahead at Tesla and saying, okay, if that happens, clearly we want to jump and start building the buildings, because there's a lot more than Tesla that would be part of that product if they did come. And so we'll see that happen. And there are many people out there that have got the plans and options on land and all the other things. I think they're kind of waiting on that decision. But I would say, Tesla or no Tesla, we are out of large buildings. Certainly mid-sized buildings are going fast. And so the sooner we can get people to step up and do that spec kind of building, the better.
I think that if Tesla were to come to Northern Nevada, that it would be as big a game changer as the MGM Grand was in 1978 in terms of changing the face of Northern Nevada forever.
There is no question this would be the largest, in my view, economic driver for Northern Nevada and possibly the state. When you talk about a project like Tesla, you're not just talking about batteries. So the potential is there for this to truly change the state and the reputation and image of the state.
Let's talk about the drone program. Senator Reid got the enabling legislation passed for Nevada to end up being one of the drone testing areas. What kind of response have you seen to that so far?
Well, our prospect activity in the UAV drone has a bad connotation. Unmanned aerial vehicles, autonomous systems, however you want to label it, has been very exciting. We probably have entertained a dozen or more potential companies looking at the region, initially for testing, in some cases for manufacturing. And in fact, we expect next month to have one of the most exciting press conferences that will include UAVs actually flying. So with a company that will have many jobs at a very high wage. So we are seeing some of the fruits of that decision, and certainly have worked very hard to encourage people to look at this region from a potential place for drones, UAVs, autonomous systems.
All right, and that's where you got to leave it. And by the way, I think that the word drone is out there. People understand it's more than just, you know, warfare these days. And so I don't think we have to be scared about using that phrase. Thank you so much for being here. Come back, will you?
It's my pleasure.
All right, we'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
To get a DVD copy of any Nevada Newsmakers program, call 775-857-2244. The cost is $30, including shipping, handling, and tax.
Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to marilynminer.com.
Do you like persuasion? Incentives? I know I do. And you are going to love the new and most generous incentives that Fiat has ever offered. Just listen to this.
Right now, you can drive away in a new 2014 Fiat 500L for as little as $18,000. Save almost $2,000 off MSRP. This four-door urban utility vehicle means a remarkable amount of space for passengers as well as stuff.
And why do I love talking about Fiat so much? Take a look at what I'm driving.
It's like AT&T knew what we wanted.
Just the other day, we were saying we wanted a TV experience that fit into our life.
And our budget.
And then we see this UVerse TV deal.
Call to get UVerse TV for just $19 a month with qualifying bundles. Keep the same great price for 2 years guaranteed. Plus, get a total home DVR included for life.
Great deal, huh? And get this, I've always wanted to put a TV in here, but there's no TV outlet. Now we can. By adding the wireless receiver from AT&T, we can move the TV where we want.
And with the Total Home DVR, we can record four shows at once and play them back in any room. We never miss a show now.
Call to get UVerse TV for just $19 a month with qualifying bundles. Keep the same great price for 2 years guaranteed. And ask about next day installation.
This AT&T deal was made for us.
Look, they even knew I wanted to record this show.
That was me, hon.
That was her.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we have a great Power Pundit panel. As always, Fred Lockton is here, professor of political science at Truckee Meadows Community College. Janice Flanagan is chair of the Washoe Dems.
Hello.
Howard Rosenberg is UNR professor of art, and he's also a member of the Washoe County Board of Trustees for the school board. And Trey Abney is director of government relations for the chamber. So, Howard, I have to say to you off the top here, and I expect everybody to have a conversation with you about this, has the school board in Washoe County, the majority at least, lost their minds in not realizing what the actions they took over Pedro Martinez, the superintendent of schools, and the resulting raucous? The Reno Gazette Journal today's editorial blasted the board. The Press Association blasted the board. I know you can't respond to everything, but but just the basic areas.
The board has not lost its mind. The board has not done anything that it didn't need to do. The reaction has been very, very difficult. These are seven people who tried to do the best thing that they can. And all I can say to the public is, you do not know everything that you need to know. And there is no way that I can share that, because I am told if I open my big mouth, which you know I love to do, it will not be helpful for either the board or Mr. Martinez.
You know, there's obviously a consultation with the attorneys for the school board.
Sure.
Where did that go wrong?
It never went wrong.
Well, the public response...
I understand that, but the public response can only be from the information that it has. This is a situation that is much, much deeper than the public has any idea of. Mr. Martinez is playing it for all that it's worth, and I wish him well. But I'm sorry, there is a great deal more here, and we have a school district that we need to protect in this kind of a situation, and that is the most important thing. We have 2 weeks before we actually begin school. School is going along beautifully. Everybody is doing what they need to do. The education will be the same fine education.
So,
now, wait.
Hang on.
Wait.
Go ahead.
Same fine education that it's always been. This is not a prepared statement, Sam. I can't talk about the situation. And believe me, I want to.
All right. So it's much more than the accountancy degree.
That's a precipitation.
All right. Do you have any thoughts for Howard at this point in time, or about the open meeting law?
Yeah, well, I think that for many of us, when we heard the announcement, immediately raised the issue of the open meeting law, an item that was not agendized, that it's something that was billed as a workshop. And this has happened before in the state of Nevada. There are processes in place. If the open meeting law has been violated, the board would have options to, you know, properly follow the law and schedule a future discussion if it chooses to do so. But I think based on Howard's wisdom here, it's an issue. It'll take some time, and hopefully everybody will give patience to the process. I think Nevada has a good track record of getting the record out there, getting the discussion before everyone, as it can legally be done, and we just have to be patient at this time.
Janice, what was your response to the news? I mean, you know, one day it's a firing, then the next day it's a paid administrative leave.
It's very difficult when the media gets its jaws into a topic. And I do think that I have great faith in the school board. These are dedicated individuals. They spend a tremendous amount of time and effort for our community, and they're vilified more than they are praised. Yeah. And I just feel like we ought to not rush to judgment. I think we ought to step back, you know, cool it a little bit, take a deep breath, and wait. Things will come out if they have made a terrible mistake, that will come out. Mm-hmm. And I just think that, you know, it's the topic du jour.
Trey, what's the response been from the business community?
Well, I think it's been one of shock, and I think Janice has very wise words of wisdom, if you will, on this. I am always hesitant to weigh in on an issue when I wasn't in the room. Look, from an outsider looking in, it looked ham-handed the way it was handled. With one announcement one day, another announcement the next day. That being said, this school board has a job to do, and we have always appreciated their work and their integrity, and frankly, their bravery in hiring the previous superintendent and this one. We've had a great relationship with Mr. Martinez, and so we were, when I say we, the chamber and business leaders, and so we always worked well with him. That being said, it sounds like there's more to this story, and I think we need to sit back and watch. Look, Pedro's definitely winning the media war and the public perception war at this point. And I know it sounds like the Board of Trustees, their hands are tied because of legal issues. And so we, like Janice said, we do need to wait for this stuff to come out. It is very frustrating to watch. It is unfortunate. What I worry about is the broad ramifications of this, both as we move into the 2015 legislative session. You know, we still need to work on capital funding and other needs of the school district. And if we're going to get a new superintendent in here, that national search, of course, that'll be up to the board. You know, will a potential superintendent want to walk into a situation like this? Those are just some of the things that I think about that are broader than just what we're talking about here.
Howard, we've got about 15 seconds. Are you concerned about the personal liability with this issue?
No, absolutely not. The difficult thing to understand is this. The first and most important thing are the students. Then the faculty. Then everything else. Our main objective is let's get school started and let's get things off to a good start.
Right,
it's going to be difficult, but we can do it.
All right, to be continued. Thank you all very much. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
It happens once a year at Moore Furniture. This Thursday, we're closing our stores for our annual Employee Family Day Picnic. Friday, we're open again for our Family Day Sale, and you're invited. All day Friday, we'll be offering our employees, friends, and families very special pricing. And this Friday, you can be one of the family. Pay what our families pay on bedrooms, living rooms, dining rooms, everything. This is no ordinary sale, and it happens this Friday, 10 a.m. until 9 p.m. It's Family Day at Moore Furniture for Less.
Injured in an accident, don't have health insurance, can't afford the copays? We see this with almost every client. We can get them the medical attention immediately.
Go lightly in Vanna, 222-3333.
Wake up and come play. Make something new. Play Dress Up with us. And get moving, too. Watch all your friends enjoy the fun right here on NBC Kids.
Are you hungry? Come enjoy our $5.99 breakfast, lunch, or dinner special value menu. Cheddar Jack cheese omelet, burger and fries, super sloppy Joe and fries, plus much more. Eat at Joe's, corner of South Virginia and Neal.
We at Bradley Drendel and Janae know that insurance companies are not like a good neighbor. They're not the good hands people, and they're not going to give you a piece of the rock. You have to have competent, quality representation in order to level the playing field with the insurance company, and that's what you get at Bradley Drendel and Janae.
If you've been injured, call the one clear choice, Bradley Drendel and Janae.
On our next broadcast, we'll take a look at the Gwynn Center and their work on behalf of the Hispanic community in Nevada. We'll see you on the next broadcast.